Two Broke Chicks is recorded on Gadigal land of the Eora Nation. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the traditional custodians of our land. Always was, always will be.
Hey chicks, I'm Al.
And I'm Sal.
And this is Two Broke Chicks, the show that shares life lessons to save you time, money, or a headache. In today's episode of Two Broke Chicks, we've partnered with Seek to expose and debunk common career myths because there is no secret to finding the right job. Get it? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah. Nudge, nudge.
There is simply Seek. All right. As always, before we get into our episode, we start off with our product recs or like what's trending.
Mm-hmm.
So hit me, Sal. What do you got?
So my product recommendation of the week isn't necessarily like a specific product or brand. Ooh. And it's something that Alex just complimented me on.
Oh.
And it's tights and stockings.
Love.
I feel like they're coming back this autumn and winter, whether it's like a black pair, red pair, pattern pairs. I think it's such a fun way to accessorize and change up like an otherwise pretty standard outfit. So if you always feel like, oh, I don't have anything to wear, or, you know, you get tired of wearing the same outfits, chuck on a pair of tights and I feel like it can really change it up.
1,000%. I think stockings are going to be like one of the biggest trends mm-hmm. in winter this season. I really love lace stockings.
Yeah,
like
they're
the
beautiful.
Black lace leggings. Leggings? No.
No, don't go there.
Jeggings. Jeggings. They're
remember
the new
them?
Trend.
Oh, God. I never got
Do
on
know
that trend.
What?
But
they were comfy, though.
I never wore a pair.
You never wore a pair of jeggings. Mm-mm. You were better than everyone else.
Well, yeah.
This is
we all
why
knew this.
I look up to you in every essence of the word. What?
I was a stocking girly, though.
Oh, my God. No, I was in my Supre jeggings
wow.
thinking...
Slay.
Look at me.
You know what?
Slaying the day. But I do like the lace stockings and like red stockings.
Me too.
Or like
they're
a burgundy
really cute.
Stocking. There was like a fashion influencer creator that I follow on TikTok, and she paired like this like maroni burgundy slip dress with a pair of like burgundy stockings and then a black pair of pumps.
Mm, sexy.
And I was like, I need to wear that now.
Yeah, I love that.
I was like, put it on my body.
Yeah, I feel like that would look really good with your hair too.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, stockings. All right, what's your product rec
My
or trending topic?
Product rec or like trending product is the TBH Skincare Acne Spot Cream.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I really just love TBH Skincare.
Like, me
I
too.
Think their products are really good. They're really affordable. They're available at Priceline and Coles. And like Priceline always has sales and discounts.
Yeah.
So like slay from them. I really like their pimple patches as well. But the spot cream product is I've been having some really just painful blind pimples like in the hormonal section of my face. So
yeah.
It's like I know I'm not necessarily doing anything wrong, and I do think it's probably like stress related.
Yeah.
Because
that
it's
adds
like,
up.
Yeah, it's not like I'll always get like a hormonal pimple before I get my period.
Same.
But for like the last 2 months, I've really been struggling with my skin. And I don't even know if this is how I'm supposed to use this product because I was doing like the spot just on the pimple, but I was like, I'm so fucking sick of these pimples. At the last like 3 nights, I've just slathered it on my face.
Yeah.
And they're drying out. They're going away.
I'm like, that could be perhaps like preventing some of the other pimples from popping up. I'm not sure.
Potentially. Not a dermatologist.
Yeah, no, don't take that as gospel.
But yeah, this is all hypothetical. But I just really, really like their products. And if you are after a new skincare product, and if you are struggling with like hormonal pimples or ones that are like really like blind and painful, like it's hurting to put on my makeup.
I hate that. And when you graze your face slightly and it's so painful.
Mm.
For
also,
what?
I can't help but try to pop it or pick it. So the pimple patches are really helpful because I go to touch it and then it's like, you shall not pass. And I'm like, ooh.
Access denied.
Literally. So it's great. All right, let's get into the episode.
As we mentioned up top, today's episode is powered by our friends at Seek. The myths we're debunking are pulled from research they conducted about commonly held beliefs in the job hunting process in Australia. If you want to check out the research, we've put a link in the show notes.
Okay, so starting off with our first career myth, to get a higher salary, you need to work hard and build your skills. However, the truth is 85% of Australians think to get a higher salary, you need to work hard and build your skills. And it is true, but the most achievable way to get a salary increase is to actually change jobs. Those who changed roles had a 1.6 greater salary increase than those who stayed in the same job in 2023, which is
that's so interesting.
A lot.
Yeah. And this can be a bit of a bittersweet truth because changing companies can be really intimidating.
Yeah.
And I know for us personally, as well as it being scary to go into a new role, it's also really sad to leave your colleagues when you've built such like a friendship and a bond with a lot of them. It can be really hard to leave because you're like, I don't want to leave my work wife.
Yeah, I think like some people might have jobs they're in and they're like, nope, I'm good.
Exactly.
Bye.
Yeah.
But I think like there would be a lot of people that are like, no, I've made friends.
Yeah, I can't leave her.
And there's that meme that's like, why is it so embarrassing starting a new job?
Honestly.
It's like you're like coming in like midway through a season.
It's yes. It's the most humbling experience ever. And I don't know why, because everyone goes through it.
Yeah.
But when you get a new role and resign from your current place of employment, they will often ask you the reason why. And it's always good to be completely honest in this situation, because if the reason is purely that you deserve more money and you like everything else about working there, they might match the offer that you've been given, which is great.
And that's actually how I got like two salary increases in my time, but also like a restructure of my working conditions. So as we've discussed previously, Sal and I had a bit of a spicy manager.
Yes.
Literally had to take mental health leave because of them.
Good times.
Good times, great vibes, let the good times roll. But kind of for two reasons. Like one, I did feel quite undervalued in my salary because I, you know, was working really hard. But two, I was being asked to do things that were actually in my manager's like role and responsibilities, which, you know, there are going to be times where you do have to step out of what your role and responsibilities are and help out. And that's so fine. But it was happening very often. Like
it was happening daily.
It was happening all the time. Like Sal would be asking them a question and they would say, oh, just go ask Alex. And I was like, oh,
I feel like I'm asking you though. Like, can we cut out the middleman? Can you just tell me?
Yeah. So when they offered me, you know, when they offered to match the salary of this other employer that had offered me a role, I was like, no, there is no way I can stay with the current working structure. And then went and had like a meeting with someone who was like the director and they were like, what do you want? And I told them everything that I would want. And I was like, but I understand that that is not doable as a company. And then they're like, done.
Yeah.
Slay. And I was like, okay.
So if they really value you as an employee, they often will match the salary and then, yeah, also the conditions that you're asking for. But all you can do is ask.
Exactly. But if you're in a role and you're really unhappy within the context of your work as well, them matching your salary increase from another potential employer is only going to make you happy for a couple months. And then in like 3, 6, 12 months, you're going to be unhappy again.
So it is good to weigh up why and what isn't filling your cup in your role. Is it that you deserve a higher salary or is it that you're underpaid and unhappy? If it's the latter, you need your workplace to change in order to accept the matched offer. However, on the other hand, I do think it's really good to get experience from multiple workplaces. So if you do get a higher offer from a potential employer, don't feel guilty about taking that. At the end of the day, it is business. And I think that if you approach it in a professional manner, it doesn't need to be a super awkward conversation. And I think that your employer understands that. Like people come and go. They've had this conversation with people lots of times.
Yeah. I think we feel very personal to sometimes our workplace. And it's good to remind yourself this is just business. Like you need to do what's best for you. But I think the biggest life lesson when navigating this sort of terrain is get every single job offer and salary package in writing. If it is not in writing, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. It's meaningless.
Yeah, until someone puts pen to paper or like a keyboard to email.
Yeah, and it's been signed by both people.
You don't have a pay rise.
Yeah.
Like until it is literally in front of you written down, you don't have a pay rise. Because I was going through like a Reddit thread reading some of, you know, people's experiences with this, and so many were saying how their employer offered to match a salary and then they turned down a different offer, and then they just then like a couple months later came back and was like, oh, sorry, we can't do that, but we can revisit it in 6 months. And I was like, oh, my God.
That is so painful. Oh, you'd be kicking yourself.
But it's also the same with new employers. Like you do not accept a role or, like, resign from your current role until you have an offer in writing in front of you with a contract signed.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get a little bite on the bum.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Okay, our next career myth. You can be overqualified for a role. So 79% of Australians think that you can be overqualified for a role. I believe this. I've heard this so many times in conversations with people. However, the truth is there's not really such a thing as being overqualified. It's more likely that the job just isn't the right fit for you. So you should keep an open mind. Over a third of Australians have applied for a role that they thought they were overqualified for, mainly linked to the appeal of the role itself and it fit their circumstances, or they were seeking security. And 7 in 10 Australians would consider applying for a role that they felt overqualified for, which is interesting. Because I think sometimes as well, if you're in that part of your career, you might be like, yeah, but this is what I want. Maybe I don't necessarily want to climb the ladder and become a manager, or this, I'm not ready for this in my career yet. Like, this role sounds like it's a good fit for me.
Sometimes you want to step out of the rat race a little bit. Like, maybe your career was like the top priority and then you kind of get out of it and you're like, whoa, I feel like I need to just like chill for a bit, or maybe even change industries, which is something that we see so often within our audience. And it makes sense for a number of reasons. Like, you could be looking for a new role and I don't want to say the word taking a step back. Like, it's, you're never taking a step back, but you might be overqualified in quotation marks for a new job, or moving into a different industry, or moving into a role that has maybe a different amount of responsibilities, because potentially you're looking for more job security or more positive workplace environments, or you're moving and you need a new place to work because you're moving states or towns or countries. Like, the list goes on. But being overqualified, again, does not mean that you're taking a step backwards in your career.
Absolutely. And there's also the other side of the coin. When you're applying for jobs and receive the feedback that you're not the right fit due to being overqualified, this can be super frustrating, because you're like,
but I applied.
But I'm here and I want it. I'm not too good for it. Please, I want the job. I'm just joking. But if you get this feedback, there are a few options. I think firstly, you know, be empathetic and understand the potential employer's concerns, and be mindful about your language and even address your experience. For example, if you're returning to work after maternity leave, you can explain that you're looking for a position that is less demanding for at least the next few years, because you're going to be raising a family and that flexibility works really well for you. And also show a willingness to learn more, you know, like, even if it is something that isn't necessarily the next step, as we've been saying, in your career, it's like perhaps a sidestep, you might say. Like, you're still going to be learning new experiences and picking up new skills from that role. I just don't think that you're ever taking a step back. There's always something that you can learn.
I agree. But what's really important within that conversation with a potential employer is that you don't downplay your skills. Like, don't be like, oh, no, I don't know how to post it on Instagram. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that, because an umpire, if you will, an employer will recognize like this as a strength, not as a weakness. So don't downplay your skills and experience.
Yeah, definitely.
Our next career myth is that you have to meet all the job criteria to have a chance at getting the job. Womp womp. No.
Yeah.
Incorrect. 51% of Aussies think you have to meet all the job criteria to have a chance of getting the job. However, the truth is that employers are looking for the right fit, not the most perfect one. Your chances might still be high even if you're not meeting like 100% of what is on the job ad. And 43% of Australians wouldn't apply for a job if they didn't meet all the requirements. Mm. And a whopping 78% of Australians think they can't get a job without experience. Which is wild.
Yeah, and also so sad. We know that this is especially true amongst women.
Mm.
According to a report that we'll link in the show notes, men are more confident to apply for a job if they meet 60% of the qualifications, whereas women won't apply for a job unless they've checked off 100% of each qualification item in a job ad.
Mm.
So you're already just limiting your career opportunities by not applying.
Yeah.
Which is really frustrating.
What's that saying? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true. Like,
they're all cliches, but they're all like, true.
And, yeah, they're cliche, but it is 1,000% true.
Mm.
So a few more stats. 52% of job ads in Australia don't include any screening questions about having experience in similar roles. 58% of Australians have applied for a job in the past where they haven't met all the requirements. Of those, 42% were successful in getting the job.
Hmm. Not bad.
Mm. Even if you don't meet 100% of the requirements, consider if you have any soft skills such as leadership, communication and problem solving, or transferable strengths that you could apply to the job.
Mm. I feel like that's the advice that we often give when we get questions in our DMs of people who really want to change careers or perhaps they've just finished a uni degree and they've realised that that particular role or industry isn't right for them, but they feel like they're going to waste all of the skills that they've learned.
Mm.
But like we always say, these soft skills really can be transferred to any industry, like whether it is teamwork or problem solving. So it's never a waste.
I would even say soft skills are more important than like knowing how to launch a Google ad.
Mm.
Because soft skills are something that can be really hard to teach. Like it's
absolutely,
it's not something that comes naturally. There's not like a yes or no to soft skills.
Mm.
Whereas like there's a yes or no to doing tasks, right?
Yeah.
Obviously you can go a bit deeper into that being like creativity and you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I think having soft skills, like don't underestimate those.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, if you really want a job and you don't necessarily tick off every single thing that's under the qualifications, like you should still go for it if you really want that job. When I finished uni and I was going for my first full-time job, a big part of the role that I was applying for was like SEO and digital marketing. But prior to that, at uni, they weren't teaching us any of this stuff because this was back in the 40s. And by that, I mean the 2010s. So we were still getting, you know, like the inverted pyramid and like how to write for newspapers.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, like a lot of the desired skills on the job ad were relating to these two areas that I had almost zero experience in, but I had a lot of interest in learning in them because I knew that they were the future of journalism. Mm. And I was like, well, I didn't learn it at uni. I'm going to have to learn it on the job. And I didn't shy away from this in the interview. I was really upfront in saying that I didn't have any experience really in either of these areas, but I had such a willingness to learn. And I feel like that, you know, got me over the line in comparison to other applicants. And I got the job because they saw that I was so interested in learning and so like passionate about learning, even though I didn't necessarily have that experience. And then as well, because I addressed it up front in the interview, there wasn't any shocks when I actually got into the job. Like, you know, I feel like people are like, oh yeah, just fake it till you make it, lie and say that you have these skills. I think it's so much better to be upfront about your skill level. Cause then when I started the job, they were like, great, like we're going to set you up with a one-on-one with this person in the workplace who has all of this experience in this area. They can teach you. We're going to sign you up for these courses. There's a few other new starters who don't have any experience in SEO. You guys can all like get together and go to courses together. So it's a really good opportunity to get training internally and externally as well.
Mm, like you got sent to America.
Yeah.
And I got to go too.
Twice.
I wasn't on the list to go. And then I was like, "Sal's going, can I go?" And they're like, "Yeah, fine."
That was so
like, go
fun.
Go on. And I swear, people were like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Just give vibes."
Ariana, what are you doing here?
I'm the personality hire here, Del. I'm here to keep the culture babbing.
I feel like there were a lot of personality hires there. That's why we all got along.
Yeah, fully.
The vibe check was strong.
I think it's very easy to undersell ourselves. So, like, whether that's to an employer or literally, like, in our own head.
Mm.
But when you're reading through job criterias and there are things you don't know, I just kind of want you to remind yourself all the things that you have learned, like, in your job that you didn't know when you started.
Yeah.
So, like, you are capable of learning new things. Just because you don't know it right now doesn't mean that you're never going to know it.
Yeah.
Because when you look back and see all the things that you didn't know how to do that you do know how to do now, you realize how capable you are.
Mm, yeah.
You're like, ooh, I am a god.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? I am the best. I can walk on water.
Yeah, it is that easy.
That's in my job criteria. I'm like, must be able to turn water into wine.
Parting the Red Sea. Okay, next career myth. Constantly keeping watch over the job market is the key to finding the right job. So 84% of Australians think that constantly keeping a watch over the market is that key to finding, like, your perfect dream job. However, the truth is, if you create a strong online presence and automate part of your job search with job alerts, great jobs can come to you without you even having to look over the job market constantly. Seek job alerts are email notifications based on your saved searches. So if there are any jobs posted within the last 24 hours that match your saved searches, they'll send you a seek job alert.
I love that.
Anything that, like, takes out some of the hard work and automates the process.
Anything that does the job for me.
I'm into.
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
I also just like seeing, like, what's the vibe, like, what's out there, who's hiring.
Exactly.
I also am like a little gossip monkey and I love seeing, like, if a certain role keeps coming up
at
the same place of employment, and I'm like, ooh.
Red flag.
But job hunting and applications can be exhausting and sometimes a bit demoralizing.
Yeah.
Setting up job alerts can take some of the pressure off and the manual work out of these tasks, and that way you'll only be using your time and energy for reviewing jobs that actually align with your saved searches and career goals.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think when you're looking for a job, the more you're looking, the more you start expanding what you want.
Fully.
And you're like, yeah, I could be a veterinary nurse.
Mm.
I was looking for a social media intern role, but I could do that.
Deep sea welding?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Oh, my God, we need to do that trend, by the way.
Yeah.
Who would we call? Would we call my dad?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Greg would have some good responses. I would be so interested.
Because it's really dangerous, isn't it? That's why it's
really dangerous. Yeah. And, like, obviously requires, like, a very, like, unique set of skills that
skills
we do
for funny people like you.
Yeah, that
Liam
we do
Neeson.
Not have.
For anyone.
Liam Neeson, love you.
Literally. Liam Neeson is also our dad.
Yeah.
Okay, the next myth, getting a job is a numbers game. The more you apply for, the more likely you are to land one. 72% of Australians think that getting a job is a numbers game. The more you apply for, the more you are likely to land one. However, the truth is, being more targeted in the roles that you're applying for will help you land a job far better suited to, like, your dream position.
Mm. And one in two people applied for less than four roles before landing their most recent role. 59% of people are selective around the roles that they apply for.
That's
which
good.
Is great. But I think that for Alex and I, at one point in our career, we were so desperate to find a new role that we were just sending out job applications everywhere and anywhere.
I was Oprah Winfrey giving out cars, but it was my resume.
Yeah,
I was like, you get a resume, you get a resume,
yeah.
You get a cover letter, you get a cover letter.
Yeah.
You know that scene in The Grinch where he's like throwing the things?
jury, pink slip, yeah.
That
was
me with my resume.
Yeah.
And you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like we've been there at multiple points in our career.
Ooh.
And as such, this included quite a few roles that would be considered our dream job, but also many that were not so much our dream role. And I feel like another cliche to throw into the episode, but a good one, the phrase quality over quantity is a classic for a reason and applies here, because not only did we then not have the time and energy to really submit a good quality application for the jobs that we really did want, it means that a lot of the time we would end up going for interviews or getting interest from jobs that really we didn't actually want, which is a waste of everyone's time.
I can remember getting calls for interviews and I genuinely would not know who it was.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, hi, it's Cindy from, because you know when they mumble it on the phone, I'm like, shit, I've got no idea who this is.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think it is good to go to interviews to like keep your skills honed, but I don't think you should go to interviews that for a job that you know you don't want.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I think, I don't know, there's two sides of the coin to that one. Like it is good to keep it the skill honed, but I'm not sure if it's a good use of your time in your job search to be using it towards that. Like it should be, you know, doing a bit more for the dream roles that you do want.
Exactly, yeah.
Whenever my friends get a new job, I'm so excited for them. Like I love the feeling of when you get the call and they're like, you got the role.
Yeah, like, it's so exciting.
Imagine I came to you and I'm like, Sal, I got a new job.
Wow. As a deep sea welder.
Yeah. That's finally. I kind of look like I could be it in this outfit today. I'm wearing like a double denim number.
You're giving like Drew Barrymore in Charlie's Angels.
When she, what?
In like the car scene, you know. She's not wearing double denim, but it's that vibe. They're on the racetrack.
I was thinking about the scene where they go to like the sexy bar, and I think that was a bit of a bisexual awakening for me.
Sorry, yeah. I floated off for a second.
Well, that is a wrap on that part of the episode.
Okay, let's get into advice with the chicks. This chick says, a few months ago this year, I decided to end my friendship with a girl I'd been friends with for a few years as she no longer was putting in the effort. I recently found out she's single after being with her long-distance boyfriend for nearly 2 years, and I feel sad for her and I want to be there for her, but I understand if she doesn't want that because I ended the friendship. What should I do?
Ooh, I feel like you'd be good at answering this one.
I think that if you ended the friendship, but you still clearly care about this person. Yeah. And I think that there's no harm in reaching out, and you can address that and be like, hey, I know that I'm the one who like put an end to our friendship, or however you want to word that. However, I heard that you and so-and-so broke up and I do really still care about you, and I just want to check in and make sure you're okay, and that if you ever need anyone to talk to, despite what we've been through, I'll always be here for you, and if you need anyone, give me a call.
Yeah.
You know?
I think if it's genuinely well-intentioned,
yeah,
I think, you know, that's a nice thing to be doing. I think just make sure you have the buffer in your expectation that she might not want to hear from you.
Exactly.
Because she's probably hurting right now.
Yeah.
So one, she's not her best self at the moment. And I think, you know, having the expectation that she might want to just do the RuPaul middle fingers up, being like, nah.
Exactly.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
She might not. And you know that you're reaching out with good intention. So if that does happen, it like don't take hurt from that.
Yeah, exactly. And don't like react or, you know, try to then like combat, you know. I can understand if you were like, oh, well, get stuffed. I was trying to help you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but I think if she either doesn't respond or is like, thanks, but no thanks, either don't reply and leave it there, or, you know, you can reply and say, I totally understand, but here if you need.
Here if you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tricky. Hope she's okay, though.
Yeah.
2 years long distance.
Yeah, that is rough. And you're a good friend. Sounds like you were putting some healthy boundaries in, but you still care about the person. So that's really nice. But listen to your heart, as they say.
I love the Casey Donovan version.
Anything she does is a slay.
Well, that is a wrap.
That is a wrap with a neat little bow on that episode of Two Broke Sheucks.
Okay.
Trying something new.
All right. I like it.
Shucks.
Thanks
to Seek for making today's episode of Two Broke Chicks possible. With better job matches than ever before, there is no secret to finding the right job. As they say, seek and you shall find. Yay. Wink, wink. And as always, thanks to you chicks for having us in your ear holes. We live to be here. If you know anybody who you think could benefit from today's episode, send them a link in the group chat. And thank you to MIK Made for making today's episode happen. We love ya.
Love it. Bye, chicks.
Slay queens, you better work.
I love that. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.